Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend John Deeney. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm in charge of this chaos. John is the author of Your Exit Map, Navigating the Boomer Bust. It's a guide to selling your business in a highly competitive market. That's one of his many outstanding books. John, thanks again for being here. John F. Deeney, D-I-N-I, johnfdeeney.com. Is that what you want to do? Where do you want them to go?
Yeah, they can go there or the yourexitmap.com, this thing we're talking about right now. We have a tool on there that's free, as all the tools
right.
on there are free.
It's good, too, by the way.
For people to start planning their personal vision, to really look at what they want in life after the business.
So that's what we're talking about, folks. And you know, John, when I think about myself, when I think about what I'm going to do, you know, I've got a platform that, you know, such as it is. When I retire, if I were to ever retire, I'm trying to take my own medicine here, John. I mean, I'm trying to, mm-hmm. I'm not going to be going down easily. I mean, I'm one of the problems you're talking about here. I admit it. And
yes.
So I'm wondering, you know, what are the things that are making me happy right now and how do I replace that? I mean, I'm really dealing with that right now myself. Going forward, you know, of course I'm talking about 30 years from now, right?
Right. At least probably twice that. Well, one of the things, Jim, you know, and you and I have talked about this, you know, face to face and offline on the show is, we are in businesses, yours is a little more time constrained than mine, but we are in businesses where if we really enjoy what we're doing, we can continue doing it, just do less.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could go to an hour show,
mm-hmm.
or you could go to a couple days a week. I can go from the current client load I handle to half that or a quarter of that. But as far as just keeping our brains working and doing the things we love, you know, we're both in a business where, you know, every time we amass another year's experience, we get better. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, we do have that for us. On the other hand, we don't have big companies that have made us a bunch of money where other people are working all day. So, you know, there are two sides to everything. But, you know, your idea of an inventory was great. The idea that look at what you enjoy doing, and it's not just fantasy. You know, if it's a first-time thing on your list, one of those or two of those might be okay on your to-do list, on your post-business bucket list, but not a whole list of things you've never done, because there's a reason you've never done them, you know. I'm going to backpack the Himalayas. No, you're probably not. That's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that was a wonderful
before the knee surgery.
Yeah, I was going to say it might have been a passion of yours 25 years ago. But let's not think about it in retirement.
You know, there's another thing, John, that I think to think about. People might not believe this, but every entrepreneur isn't an extrovert. There actually are introvert entrepreneurs. And there are extrovert entrepreneurs, and there are ambiverts. They're the people in the middle. I'm kind of an ambivert. But my one thing I think to think about is, where do you get your energy? See, an extrovert gets their energy from other people. An introvert gets their energy from themselves. Where do you get your energy? I think that's another thing to think to ask yourself as you're planning your what's next. What do you think?
Yeah, that's a good point. We do behavioral profiles on all. I probably have 500 or 600 on clients that I've done over the years. And there are two distinct groupings in the business owner. They're all over the place, generally speaking. But the big concentrations are the extroverts, the men and women who built their companies by their personal sales and leadership abilities. They just, you know, let's go out there and charge. Let's get it done. The other group is the planners, the ones mm-hmm. that think ahead, the ones that are very careful and plot things out. And but even they, when it comes to exit planning, they don't have enough data to feel that they can lay out a proper plan.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think your inventory is a great idea. You yep. know, what is it? Is it church? Is it community? Is it young children?
Giving back, whatever. Yeah, think about it. Hey, John, johnfdini.com, also yourexitmap.com, is that right?
Yes.
Hey, John, good job today.
There's free tools there.
Come back. See, yeah, check out the free tools at Your Exit Map. You'll thank me later, and John, too. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassing, and remind you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.